are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Craig Carumbas. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Larry Haas. He's a former communications director for then-Vice President Al Gore. He also served as spokesman for the White House Office of Management and Budget in the Clinton administration. We want to get his thoughts today as the budget debate grows on Capitol Hill. And Larry, it's always good to have you with us.
Nice to be here, Greg.
Last week, the Republicans were chided a little bit for not having many details in their budget alternative on the House side. Today, they've come out with some more talking about changing the tax code. So couples and individuals that don't make that much money don't really have to pay much income taxes. Others see their rates around 25%. They promise less spending. They also say they've got a smarter energy plan. What do you make of the details you've seen so far?
Well, they promise all sorts of things, but unfortunately, their budget is based on a false premise, which is that there is actually support for a radical plan like this. They would impose, and this is really a product of the thinking of Paul Ryan, the senior Republican on the House Budget Committee, they propose to severely limit spending across the board other than for defense and veterans programs.
Right, a spending freeze other than that.
Right, and this is this would impose the kinds of restraint on major programs that people support, healthcare, education, other things, that literally does not have the support of more than a minority of Republicans in Congress, much less Democrats. So it's one of these plans that looks good on paper, but frankly, when you get into the details and the ramifications of it, it's not going anywhere, and it's not going anywhere for very good reason. It also would continue what I think are the irresponsible policies that we've seen in recent years, extending all of the tax cuts from 2001 to 2003, making them permanent, unlike President Obama, who wants to make permanent all the tax cuts from those years for people making up to $250,000 a year, and frankly, to redistribute income a bit in a fairer way so that he would raise taxes on those above $250,000. We simply are not at a stage right now where we can afford to continue to provide these very large tax cuts for people who are already doing extremely well. We have huge budget deficits, and because Congressman Ryan has got unrealistic spending cuts in his budget plan, the elements of his plan that actually would have support would make the deficit worse, not better.
Larry, quick follow-up. I don't want to dwell on this too much, but what about redistribution is fair?
Well, the fact is that income has been redistributed in recent years in exactly the other direction. That is, the tax cuts from 2001 and 2003 provided a disproportionate amount of the benefit for those in the top 1 and 2% of earners. So, in essence, what the president is attempting to do is to make things a little bit fairer by way of asking those who have done so well in recent years to pay a little bit more while he continues to provide tax relief for people at the bottom and in the middle who, in all candor, have struggled in recent years.
Larry, let's move on to another issue that the Republicans have brought up a lot, and it's a major pillar of the president's plan as well. He certainly defended it along with the other major components in his press conference last week, and that's the energy policy. The Republicans say the cap-and-trade system the president wants to introduce might clean up industry and energy producers a little bit, but the costs involved with this program would be passed along to the consumers, and that would maybe not be technically a major tax, would essentially end up that way. What is the reality as you see it?
Well, there are a lot of proposals that are being developed right now to, in essence, make this what they call revenue neutral. That is, the extent to which energy prices went up for consumers, there are proposals to take the revenues that would come in from, not to get too technical about this, but auctioning off the permits under a cap-and-trade system. Revenue comes into federal government turns around and provides tax relief that would essentially cover for consumers the increase in the energy costs.
A couple minutes left with Larry Haas, former spokesman for the Clinton White House Budget Office. He also worked as a communications director for Vice President Al Gore. Larry, an issue that you've brought up many times on the program, and I know you've written about many times in your weekly syndicated column, and that's deficits. We've obviously been dealing with deficit spending for about four decades now, if not longer. And we've also seen that both of these budget proposals will have deficits, but the Democrats, of course, are looking at nearly a $2 trillion deficit in the next fiscal year if this is approved. And they are also quite big in the out year. So what's your strategy? How confident are you that revenues will eventually catch up with this, or spending will at some point be able to come back down?
Well, look, this is a really tough problem, and it's not going to be solved in one step. What the president's budget would do, and what the budget resolutions that are working their way through the House and Senate as we speak would do, is take the first bite at the apple. The deficit is going to be at record levels this year for all sorts of reasons. Weak economy, economic recovery package that was passed through, but it's somewhat artificial. The deficit will come down. Will it come down to the levels it needs to without more work beyond this budget work? No, it won't. We are going to have to take another bite at the apple, and we may need to go back to people for more spending cuts and, frankly, for higher taxes.
Last 30 seconds here quickly, Larry. You mentioned other people might see higher taxes, and there will be other spending cuts necessary. And any idea where that might happen specifically, like what income levels would be taxed and what spending might be eliminated?
Look, the obvious thing to do, on the spending side, I'm talking about health care reform in particular, and that's going to cause us to make some real decisions as to who gets how much health care and when they get it. On the spending side, it's obvious. The president has proposed to protect everyone making up to $250,000 a year. To the extent that we need to raise taxes down the road, we're going to have to sort of work our way down that income level, starting with people over 200,000 and maybe even going further down. I hope we don't have to do too much of that, but whether we raise taxes or not, the key to our long-term fiscal future is health care. There's no question about it. The figures are undeniable.
Larry, that's got to be the last word. As always, thank you so much for being with us.
Nice to be here, Greg.
Larry Haas, former spokesman for the Clinton White House Budget Office, former communications director for then-Vice President Al Gore. This is Dateline Washington.